ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೆ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವಿ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೇ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣೇ ಗುರವೇ ಗೌರಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಧಿಕಾ ತದಾ ದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವಿಂ ಸರಸ್ವತಿಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಂ ಉದೀರಯೇತ್ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತಿ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ದೇವಕೀನಂದನಾಯ ಚ ನಂದಗೋಪಕುಮಾರಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭೋ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಯು ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ವೆಲ್ಕಮ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಅವರ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೈಭವ್ ಫೋರ್ತ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 28 ಅಂಡ್ ಪುರಂಜನ್ ಲೀವ್ಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ And Srila Prabhupada says, Puranjan becomes a woman in the next life. So yesterday we discussed almost 25 verses. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, in chapter 28, Now the method of giving up the grass body is described until the 24th verse. So, first 24 verses, they give the knowledge of quitting grass body. So it is more or less, people are ignorant how they soul leaves the body. So the verses up to 24, Chakravarti Pad says, is the description of the method of giving up grass body, which means subtle body along with prana and senses and desires and karma. So what goes with the subtle body? Subtle body is made up of mind, mind, intelligence and false ego, and polluted consciousness, that is chitta. And it carries along with prana. And with prana goes the sense, with senses. And the many desires and his karma. This all goes with subtle body. This goes to the court of Yamaraj, where the decision is made what type of next body should be given to this subtle body, according to his karma and desire. Deva Netrena. It's okay? And Srila Prabhupada's purport in all these verses mainly focusing, people don't know about this transmigration of the soul, and therefore all their activities are ultimately failure. And Krishna conscious movement is providing required knowledge to the civilized human beings to be free from the repeated birth and death. That was the essence of this portion. But the whole method, how the grass body is, no living entity wants to give up grass body, but is forced to pulled out of the body, and it's very painful. And the verse which we left yesterday, 26th verse, is describing the suffering of pious activities. Everybody suffers for his sins, but still, people suffer their pious activities. So, the verse 26 which we left yesterday, this verse is verse 26, right? No. So, 26 was that most unkind king, means Puranjan. Unkind, why he was unkind? Because he was killing the animals in sacrifice. Sacrifice is a pious activity, but he was killing animals. Puranjan had killed many animals in various sacrifices, it means pious activities. Now, taking advantage of this opportunity, all those animals began to pierce him with their horns. It was as though he were beaten, being cut by the pieces by axes. Many axes. Which means the living entity get the result of his both pious and impious activities, and both are actually suffering. And Srila Prabhupada is taking opportunity to preach in the purport. You see, the preaching application. People are either killing the animals in the name of religion, or else, this is the pious people, this is the Prabhupada's position, not knowing this rascal, unhesitantly go on killing poor animals. So-called human civilization has organized many slaughterhouses for animals in the name of religion or food. So this is a preaching, Srila Prabhupada's preaching mood. He's taking opportunity from this verse of Bhagavatam that people who are killing animal in the name of religion or for the food, they will suffer the reactions. They will suffer the reaction and they will be pierced by the horns of those animals. And the last line at purport, animal killing either for religion or for food is always condemned by the Supreme Personality of the Godhead in Bhagavad Gita. And which is the verse Srila Prabhupada is quoting? Tan aham dvishtan kururan sansareshu naradhaman kshippami kshippami ajarsam ashubham Asurimev Yonim, which word Srila Prabhupada has used in this verse to point to the killing of the animal Dveshat. Dveshat means they are envious, they kill the animal. So they are Dveshat. Though based on the word Dveshat, the animal killer is Dvesha. Is a Dveshataha. Is envying other living entities. And Supreme Lord put him in lot of sufferings. So this purport is preaching strategy. To save the people from this grossest sin. To both heinous, grossest sinful activities on the planet. Killing of the innocent animal and especially cow. And killing the embryo in the womb. Feticide. Are the only reason for the whole world in this present unrest. The world's unrest and chaos and wars and tsunamis. Nobody is satisfied. Everybody is in anxiety. The main reasons, these are the two greatest sins. Knowingly and unknowingly people are doing. Now the next verse 27. Due to his continual association with woman, a living entity like King Puranjan eternally suffer all the pangs of the material existence, remain in the dark region of material life, bereft of all remembrance for many, many years. And Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, is speaking ISKCON. So this is the description of the modern existence, material existence. Why there is a material existence? It is because attachment to the woman. And what is the result? Nasht Simurti. Nasht Simurti means his remembrance is lost. What remembrance? That I have to serve Krishna. That is lost. Therefore, to save human civilization from the darkness of ignorance, this movement was started. The main purpose of Krishna conscious movement is to enlighten the forgetful living entities and remind him of his original Krishna consciousness. In this way, the living entity can be saved. Saved from what? Number two. Number one. Catastrophe of ignorance. That means the result of the ignorance. Which is again going to the next body. As well as bodily transmigrations. So, catastrophe means suffering in the present body. And accepting the future body. So he will be saved from Krishna conscious movement has two purposes. Here Srila Prabhupada writes. The first purpose is to give people knowledge that they should not suffer in this life. And they should not continue cycle of birth and death. So these are two reasons. And then Srila Prabhupada quote Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This bhajan. Anadi karama phale padi bhava aranava jale. Tari bare na dekhi upaya, e vishaya halahale, divanishe hirdya jale, mana kabhu sukha nahi paya. So vishaya means poison. So the ocean, this is the ocean of poison. This material world is like this happiness. This material world is like an ocean of poison. Actually, that so-called enjoyment is like food. That is too hot and cause of burning in the heart. This is the analogy given. You know, this enjoyment of this world is like sometime very hot food we just put in the mouth, then there is no taste, even we burn the tongue and we cannot taste the food even for a day. So this enjoyment is like a hot food. which neither gives satisfaction, it only gives pain. And this leads to the burning in the heart. And then Srila Prabhupada is speaking, well, they all are suffering, but how they minimize their suffering, or how they forget their suffering? Foolishly, they try to forget material anxiety through drink and sex, which actually increase. So everybody in this planet, everybody is experiencing suffering. And they want to get relief from the suffering. But the process they apply is wrong. It is like the child told to the mother, there is a rat in the water tank, spoiling. Mother said, put a cat. So cat will eat the rat, but then there will be cat in the water. So that's what they are doing. They want to take the anxiety rat by putting the wine cat. So they get double dangerous situation. That is what the modern way of anxiety. And then, paramada sange dushitaha. Paramada sange dushitaha. Next paragraph. Paramada sanga dushitaha. That apart from all other contamination, indicate that apart from all other contamination, if one simply remain attached to woman, that single contamination will be sufficient to prolong one's miserable material existence. Consequently, Vedic civilization, all the four ashram, brahmachari, abstain from sex. Grastha, regulated sex. One person, no sex. Sannyas, no sex. So it means Vedic civilization is giving information that less we come in contact with the woman, the more safer we are on our journey back to Godhead. Therefore, three parts of the life is abstaining from association. Only regulated association for the progeny, for the parampara, continuity of the parampara is allowed, but that's also restricted. So, why the material existence is there? Because of the too much attachment for enjoyment, and particularly enjoyment of the male and female together. And this creates anxiety. And the anxiety people want to counteract by wine. And then illicit sex. At the home there is a fight, so they go out. So this is the Puranjan's story. Now continuing further. 28. Tameva manasa grahanam. Babuvaha parma uttama. Pramoda uttama, sorry. Babuvaha parma uttama. Anantram vidrabhasya. Raja Singhas. Veshamani Taneva Manasa Granan. King Puranjan gave up his body while remembering his wife. Manasa Granan Babuva Paramad Uttama Anantram Vidrabhasya. So when Puranjan was leaving his body, he was meditating on his wife, Puranjani. And consequently, in his next life, he became a very beautiful and well-situated woman.
He, Puranjan, took his next birth as the daughter of King Vidarbha in the very house of the king, as a daughter of the king. So, Srila Prabhupada in the purport is saying, because Puranjan was doing pious activities, some pious activities, so at least he is born into the house of a king. Then Srila Prabhupada quotes the verses from Bhagavad Gita, unfinished yogi is born into the aristocratic family. So Srila Prabhupada is taking opportunity. The first part of the purport is how one leaves body. Yam yam vapi sumam bhavam tejate ante kalevaram. It means, because the Puranjan was thinking of the woman, so he become woman. So tad bhava means woman bhav. And the next part, whatever say, see, what somebody will remember at the last, that Srila Prabhupada writes on the first page 622, last line. One will think of the subject that has occupied his life while he was awake, lightly sleeping, or dreaming, or while he was deeply sleeping. Is it okay? What it means, what is in his conscious and some conscious mind, whatever the thought he keeps in conscious and some conscious mind. That's the meaning of these four words. Conscious means awake, and unconscious, subconscious means when he's sleeping. Whatever is thought, that thought will ultimately surface at the time of death. Now there's a one word here is very always a burning controversial word in the ISKCON movement. After falling from the association of the Lord, this is the word which is jivan, fall from Vaikunth or not fall from Vaikunth. This word, this says, after falling from the association of the Supreme Lord, the living entity thus transmigrate from one body to other according to the nature's course. So here it says, after leaving the association of the Lord, it means living entity was in the association of the Lord and then he left because he wanted to enjoy separate from the God. And who will award the next body? Then Srila Prabhupada quote from third canto, 31 chapter, verse 1. Karmana deva netrena, by the superior arrangement of the agents of the Supreme Lord. Now after that the purport is focused on this. Prapya punya kritam lokam ushitva shashvati samaha suchinam shrimatam gehe yoga brishto abhijayate. So unsuccessful yogi will get the facility. Then Srila Prabhupada writes, on the path of bhakti yoga, God realization due to attachment to fruity activities, philosophical spiritual or mystic yoga. What this mean? This means if the bhakti is mixed bhakti, if it is not pure bhakti. Now here appears to be bhakti is mixed with these three. Which means karma mishrit bhakti, jnana mishrit bhakti and yoga mishrit bhakti. If somebody is practicing devotion, but the devotion is mixed with the karma, jnana and yoga, then he will take another birth in a higher family. And then Srila Prabhupada writes, so this Puranjan got a birth in a good family. And Srila Prabhupada quotes here, Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, advice of the Narad to the Vyasadev. Can you see this? Narad Muni therefore advised Vyasadev that one should take to Krishna consciousness, devotional service, abandon all other occupational duties. And same thing Krishna is also advising in Bhagavad Gita. The next verse 29 is philosophy. What philosophy? All philosophy means allegorical meaning of the words. What are the words in this verse? Let us focus and then see what is the meaning. Upayema virya panam vaidrabhim malya dvaja yudhi nirajitya rajanayan pandaya parapuranjaya. Upayema means married. Upayema means were married. And Virya Panam, because of his power as a prize. Power as a prize. So first part of the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes in the king, the marriages in the palace of the king was always with certain conditions. Then Srila Prabhupada gives two examples. How Draupadi, for the Draupadi's marriage, somebody has to shoot the arrow in the eye of the fish without seeing. Then Srila Prabhupada quote another example of Krishna, has to subdue the 7 bulls to marry one queen. And similarly here, King Malyadhvaj by his power, he won as a prize Vaidrabhi as a wife. So first part is like this. Okay? Then Srila Prabhupada is giving the meaning of Malyadhvaj. Dvaja means actually flag. And Dvaja also means the best. And Malya, which means Malaya hill. So Malyadhvaj is the best of the devotees. He is a Mahabhagavat. So Malyadhvaj means Mahabhagavat. A Bhagavat push, a devotee, whose faith is unshakable like Malaya hill. That is a flag of victory. Then he conquered other enemies. Next line says he conquered other enemies. Yudhi means in a war, fight. Nirjitya, conquered. So what he conquered actually? A devotee conquers. In our purpose, Srila Prabhupada writes, he conquered the jnanis, karmis and yogis, so-called mixed path of the spiritual realization. And he established the bhakti path. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, first he conquered the sinful activities of his own. It means he get above anartha. So there is a little slight difference between the two. And then what is Yudhi? What is a Pandya? Pandya means Pandit. Pandit means knowledgeable. Means he have full knowledge. He knows what is right and what is wrong. So the meaning of Pandya Srila Prabhupada has given. You can see the... And then the last word, para, pura. Para means transcendental. Pura means city or kingdom. And jaya means victory. So he, the devotee conquer by his devotion. Parapuri means Vaikuntha. Unconquerable Lord is conquered by devotion. So, now you look in our first translation. It was fixed that Vaidrabhi, daughter of the king of Vidarbha, was to be married to a very powerful man, Malyadhvaj, an inhabitant of the Pandu country. After conquering other princes, he married daughter of the king Vidarbha. So first part is just a custom or a culture, say, of the marriage of a king, Kshatriya. So this is first pages, and then last two lines, Malyadhwaj signifies great devotee. We stand as from as Malaya Hill. And through his propaganda, make other devotees similarly firm, means preach. Such a Mahabhagavat can prevail over the opinions of all others. A strong devotee makes propaganda against all other spiritual conception, namely Jnana, Karma and Yoga. With the devotional flag, Dhwaja, unfurled, he always stands fast to conquer other conception of transcendental realization. And when there is an argument, a devotee and a non-devotee, the pure, strong devotee comes out victorious, which means vijay. Is okay? So this is the definition of actually Malyadhwaj, which means Mahabhagavata. There is a slight difference of the meaning with Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Then Pandu. Pandu, Srila Prabhupada, Pandu means Pandit, knowledge. Unless one is highly learned, he cannot conquer non-devotional devotional conception. So it means we must have enough knowledge. That's what Shastra Yukti. Pandu means Shastra Yukti. And then the definition of Parapura, Vaikuntha, kingdom of Lord. Is it okay? So in this verse, allegorical words are described philosophically. Is it okay? And the last part, how he conquered Vaikuntha? Ajit, the Lord is Ajit, unconquerable, but is conquered by the pure devotee. And the example is given of Yashoda binding Krishna in the last part of the verse. Is it okay? Is it all right?
Yes.
Next, verse 30. Tasyam sajanayam chakre. Atmajam asite kshanam. Yavi yashah sapta suttan. Sapta dravida bhubhrata. Well, this verse is some Srila Prabhupada's personal realization and something very, this purpose is very extraordinary. You just meditate what it means first. Let us read the meaning of the word. King Malyadhwaj fathered one daughter who had very black eyes. He also had seven sons who later become rulers of the tract of the land known as Dravida. Thus there were seven kings in that land. Now, Srila Prabhupada's purport number. So Malyadhwaj, a great devotee, married a daughter of Vidrabha, and he gave nice daughter whose eyes were black. Figuratively, this means the daughter of the king Malyadhwaj was also bestowed with devotional service, for her eyes were always fixed on Krishna, Asita. Asita is Krishna. Asita, Akshani. Asita means Krishna. A devotee has no vision in his life other than Krishna. This is the daughter is a devotion. Seven sons are the seven process of devotional service, Sharvanam, Kirtanam. Not the two last. Why? The seven were immediately given. The balance two, friendship and surrendering, everything were to be developed later. In other words, number one, devotional service is divided in two categories, namely Vaidhi Marg and Rag Marg. The process of becoming friend with the Lord and sacrifice everything to the Lord belongs to the category of Raga Marga. The stage of developed devotional service. For the neophyte, the important process are those of the hearing and chanting. Now come to the next para. Word yavi yashaha indicate the process. Indicate that these processes are very powerful. They are very powerful processes. And go down to the six, generally, can you find the word generally? This is Prabhupada's, say, personal realization. Srila Prabhupada is writing something. Generally, the great Acharya who preach devotional service all over the world belong to the category of Sakyam Atmanivedanam. This is a very important statement. It appears only Srila Prabhupada has started preaching all over the world the devotional service. So, and Sakyam Atmanivedanam means offering everything, which is actually higher degree. Then Srila Prabhupada writes, if one can successfully execute the primarily seven items, he can in future be situated in platform of Sakya Atmanivedanam. And then, now Srila Prabhupada says, Dravidesh. Dravidesh is, there are Panch Dravya, like Panch Gaura Desh, Panch Dravya. Well, these are in South.